The Saturday afternoon at the Green Music Center, the Valley of the Moon Music Festival arrives, bringing with it chamber music of the classical and romantic eras performed on period instruments. Joining us now on the KSRO Live Line are performers Tanya Tompkins and Catherine Mason. Good morning.
Good morning.
Tell me a bit about what pieces will be played this Saturday and what goes into selecting these pieces.
Well, we're really excited to be playing at the Schroeder Hall at the Green Music Center because it's a fantastic recital hall. That means it's just a really good acoustic for intimate chamber music, which is what we're doing. And it's actually especially intimate because we're going to be playing on historic instruments. We're going to be bringing up an original Viennese forte piano from 1841, and the string players, I'm the cellist, and Catherine Mason is playing viola and violin. We're playing on gut strings. So basically what all of that means is that we're playing the music on the instruments that the composers knew when they wrote the music. The composers are Schumann, Brahms, and a Danish composer who's fantastic, but we don't hear of very much anymore, but his name is Gade. And Schumann was a big fan of his and made his career big, and he's very influenced by Schumann. The name of this concert is Fairy Tales and Fantasies, and the reason for that is there are two pieces on there. Actually, there's three. There's two works of fantasy pieces, and there's one work by Schumann called Fairy Tales, and they sort of, through music, tried to tell stories and fairy tales. They were really interested in that. That was a format that composers hadn't used until now, in the middle of the 19th century. So we've also got a Brahms piano trio, that's violin, cello, and that beautiful forte piano. And all of it is going to sound really different from how you normally hear it. If you go to a concert and you hear a Brahms piano trio, you'll be hearing it on the big Steinway piano. And I can say, as a cellist, when I play Brahms with a modern violinist and a big Steinway piano, basically I just play as loud as I can the whole time to be heard. And the way that we're rehearsing it now, we can bring out all these really wonderful little details and bring the character out of this music in a way that we think reveals something really new and interesting.
How long does it take to get familiar with these pieces of music and to kind of feel like that you do master it?
Well, I mean, it takes our whole lives, basically. We're playing our instruments our whole lives, and we're thinking about all this. And when we get together, so Catherine, I mean, she's here from England for this week. We're rehearsing really hard together, but we have played this music before, and we've actually played together before. And let me let her answer that question.
Yeah, I think what Tanya said about that it does take a whole life is really absolutely exactly it. Every single time you come back to this music to think about it in a different way, it seems like the music itself has changed since the last time that you saw it. And you have to stay on top of it and keep up with those changes and keep track of it. Otherwise, it might get away from you.
Changes in what way exactly?
Well, I suppose that really it's not the music itself that's changing, but we are. And the more that we learn, and like Tanya was talking about these literary influences, for example, the more that you read about things, you have a sort of different perception of what it was that inspired the composers themselves. And you get more sort of interested and involved with researching little different elements of it, and you play different music by the same composers, and then you realize that there are elements from those pieces which inspire you and make you think about it completely differently. And honestly, you can play it totally differently from one time to the next because great music has so much in it.
You know, it's kind of like when people love that book, Pride and Prejudice, and they read it over and over again, and they change in their own lives. They see new things in the book or on each reading, you know, with any great book. Great music is like that. You see something new. I should say that the other performers are Eric Zibian playing the forte piano. He is the music director of Valley of the Moon Music Festival, and I'm the artistic director. We devote our whole festival in the summer to playing music focused on historic instruments, and these are our concerts, our wonderful set of three concerts at the Green Music Center. We have this Saturday, and we also have March 31st and May 12th with completely other repertoire. And then the other player is a clarinetist, also from England, Eric Hoprich, who has built some of his very own clarinets by going to museums and seeing what those instruments, those original instruments, looked like from the time of the music that he's playing.
Tell us about playing at Schroeder Hall.
It's a beautiful small hall. Most people who hear about the Green Music Center have probably been in the big hall. The hall, that big hall, was an exact replica of the hall at Tanglewood in Boston, which is one of the most beloved concert halls in the country. And Schroeder Hall is still a little secret. I think it's a jewel of a hall. And what that means is that it's the perfect size for this kind of music. It's about 250 people at most. So you really feel like you're part of the chamber music. So chamber music meaning that we're not an orchestra, we're just a few people up there, and it's as if you're in somebody's living room. The hall really helps you feel every detail.
It's an intimate feeling, you're saying.
Yeah, it's like you're part of it.
Mm. You know, that actually sounds kind of very enticing once you think about it and when you hear the music. That is Tanya Tompkins and Catherine Mason. They're going to be performing this weekend at the Green Music Center, part of Valley of the Moon Music Festival. Be sure to check out the group's website at valleyofthemoonmusicfestival.org, and you can purchase tickets for this weekend at gmc.sonoma.edu.